This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
So we are a show that has a variety of programming over here at Kelly and Company. We'll talk lifestyle, health, leisure. Once in a while, we'll throw some sports in, more than the co-host would like. A lot of time, we'll throw food in, right? Mm-hmm. That's part of lifestyle and leisure, right, Rum?
Yeah, any day of the week.
Yeah, and that is something that people don't mind us sprinkling around and chatting about a lot on the show. You can check out the Kelly and Company podcast. If you don't believe me, if you're new to the show, simply subscribe using your favorite podcatcher and check us out. Maybe while you're in there, give us a rating and review. That's Kelly and Company, available to you in full show form, and also the segments of the show also available on the full show. We also include an audio vanity card. I am the host of the program, Kelly McDonald, with my co-host, Ramya Muthan.
Well, as we said earlier in the show, Kels, Margaret Weldon, whose birthday it is today, shares the special day with something else that's quite unique and we all must take part just because it's awesome. On April 15th, 2020, Canada Takeout introduced its very first National Takeout Day in support of the Canada restaurant industry. And since then, Takeout Day has evolved into a national, not only an annual holiday for us to celebrate, but a weekly day to celebrate. And we're going to talk more about this with Chef Trevor Louis. Trevor, thank you for coming on Kelly & Company.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very excited to talk about this initiative. And can you start off by telling us a little bit about Takeout Canada and what the mission is behind it?
Well, when we first took a look at launching Canada Takeout Day a year ago, I think a lot of us didn't think we'd still be in the same spot a year later. And it was really an initiative to help encourage and drive consumers across the country to replace some of their home meals with takeout meals that would help support and generate some much-needed business and income for small local businesses in the restaurant community.
You know, it's been so tough as you know, as we watch the news and watch what comes in our inbox and related to the pain that so many small businesses are going through. And, you know, you sit home saying, well, geez, what can I do? And here's, you know, a great way that, hey, well, here's what you can do and support as well as learn a little bit about it. This is the second annual Canadian Takeout Day when we look at it. And as you say, didn't expect it to be carrying on this long. But what would you say to the people out there who really, maybe that's not what they do, take out, they've been getting in a habit of making food at home, to kind of give them that push to, hey guys, you know, remember the smaller guys, a lot of the big guys out there, McDonald's and so on. I'm not saying they don't need help either, but not the help we're talking, Trevor.
Well, let's take a look at some real quick facts. In this 1 year alone, we have lost over 10% of our restaurants permanently already. And if we continue with the trend as we are now with extended lockdowns, we're going to lose as much as another 18% of our restaurants. And what I'd like to remind people, these are all our little places that are in our communities that we all have loved our entire lives. Places where we get our cup of coffee, our loaf of bread, you know, that family pizza, all those little places that are quickly disappearing, particularly the small local businesses that have been struggling for a long time just to keep up and keep their staff working and their doors open. There's a financial side to this, and there certainly has been a mental side of this that has inflicted most of us in this industry at one point or another over this last year. So this is just a reminder that in a seven-day week, if you've got 27 meals, shift a couple of those a week to some of your favorite local spots. And that will help make not a huge difference, but it will make a little bit of a difference.
Mm-hmm. Something. Yeah. And the restaurants are doing their part, making themselves available. We know that the tough time that people had to go through to get creative and make sure that they're letting themselves be known, really. Because when I think of traveling, the first thing a lot of us think of is food. You know, what kind of food and cuisine are we going to check out when we're in these new destinations? And now a lot of us being at home, we're looking around the corner and going, oh, you know, I never realized how much local eats there were and how much big chain options there are around us. So it is important, I'm sure you would say, to eat local, try local.
It is. And, you know, there's a couple of maybe habitual things that people do in their shopping cycle that they can change to help small business. If you're going to your weekly grocery store and you get certain ingredients for shopping at your big box stores, if you check your local restaurants, many restaurants have done these great things to diversify their business, which includes, you know, meal kits, spices, sauces, cookbooks, all these little things that they've added to the repertoire to help themselves survive and to give everyone a little bit of a bigger piece of what their brand, their food that we may have missed not having while we're closed, right? So there's so many different ways you can support your local business. And, you know, this year, we want to make it a little bit more fun to generate some more notoriety as we're trying to set a record to get as many people to order takeout on April 15th as much as possible. So you can go on canadatakeout.com and just literally load your takeout receipt and we'll tabulate everything and see if we could set a record in one day.
Wow. Very good. And what a way, because it's so funny, before the pandemic, we were all talking, trying to, you know, show how cool. And that's what it felt like. Everybody, you know, it's a trend, eat local kind of thing, support, especially with the different seasons. You may want this more, you may want that more. Do it local. Get away from some of the big stores and the eateries for health reasons, even for and that support. Come the pandemic, what of course presents itself a little easier, some of the big places that can advertise the heck out of things, you're in the panic, you're in a, you know, stressful mode, you're forgetting about so much of the eat local and support the stores, and everyone who's screaming, hey man, we're struggling here, isn't being heard. And I'm kind of wondering, this is what it is, and as you say, as we go on, we're going to lose potentially more business. How do we get people focusing and seeing the small, the eat local businesses more? I mean, today is wonderful, but going forward, what do we need to think about as we sit there on Saturday thinking of something to eat while McDonald's is blasting a big commercial at us on TV?
I think if people haven't noticed it when they're going for that drive or going for that walk, is to see how many vacant spaces and storefronts there are on your local streets. It is it's a lot more prominent than we even notice, because there's so much noise these days, our attention span is very short. That's the first one. The other thing we don't really talk about is the 360 effect at closure of local businesses. This doesn't stop and start just at the restaurant level. Certainly, it is a driver on job creation, but it also flows all the way down to the top of the chain and our Canadian agricultural partners who produce our food as well. So if there's not enough restaurants that are buying product,
that's it.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen to all the stock and all the agriculture that's created by our Canadian farmers across the country? So, and then certainly in the middle is, you know, your manufacturing, right? All the essential workers that we talk about right now who are in food plants processing food. So all the way up and down, it's a 360 that's fully affected if we're not generating more revenue in our economy.
Yeah, no, seriously. And just you giving us that sneak peek of how this really affects everything, like a domino, is extremely eye-opening. So going back to the campaign for today, National Takeout Day, how else are you getting involved? The receipt upload, that's awesome. What else is going on?
Well, we're also encouraging restaurants who can also go on canadatakeout.com and get some information to load their business as well so we can do some tabulation. Today really is what I would say a rallying cry to just remind consumers again the importance of supporting local business. We don't know when this is going to end. We certainly were hopeful that there is some relief ahead, at least with opening outside dining and potentially in-restaurant dining. I think we kind of forget sometimes what we've taken for granted, the times we can just go into a cafe and grab a cup of coffee and sit down and have it, or going to your local and celebrating a birthday or a wedding anniversary. We've lost touch with all of these things already. And I want to encourage everyone to continue doing it. Tip your delivery drivers, tip your takeout, you know, restaurants, be nice to them. They are having a real tough time trying to survive in this climate right now. And like I say, we are dearly near the end of our threshold of being able to survive. So maybe this is just another great exercise in reminding people how important it is that maybe you order that extra pizza this week or that extra order of Chinese food just to drive some business to the local community.
Well, very much so. Give us a hand. What's your favorite cuisines out there to order?
I'm all over the place. It depends on my day. You know, being Asian myself, I love a good Chinese meal, but I love Thai food. I love a good pizza like I had yesterday. I certainly love a good burger. I'm non-discriminatory, so I eat everything. But the one thing I'll tell you I'll do is I try to buy something a little different every single time to nice. Move that dollar around. And I also take a look at other things and ways that I can support a restaurant. Like I said, if they have a meal kit that maybe it's a meal that's more than one meal and I can put the rest in my pantry and cook it another day, I'm supporting them and supporting my pantry at the same time, right? So it's a really good way to diversify and be culinary creative at home if you're bringing some of your best restaurants goods home.
Mm-hmm. That's why those meal kits and all these other extra things, like you said, that restaurants are putting out for us have been so great as well for diversifying, getting a little adventurous. I love it, honestly. So where can we go, Chef Trevor, if we want to learn more about National Takeout Day and the cause and how to get involved?
You can just go onto the website at canadatakeout.com. All the information is there. Once again, I also encourage people to go and look at the websites of your local restaurants because yeah. I think a lot of times we just tap an app and go. So check in with your local restaurants, check in on their Instagram, see what specials there are, call them up and order direct. That way you can save them those fees that they have to pay some right. of the third-party delivery guys. Even that, go for a walk and pick it up yourself. Because you know what people need? Even if it's for that half second of seeing a face, that human interaction really helps people, particularly with mental health these days. We want to see people, even though we can do it safely between barriers and glass. Seeing people in expressions help us get through these tough days. Because I'll tell you, a lot of times, even though we're you know, scurrying to get takeout orders, there's a lot of gaps and lulls where there's no business. So to see other people and expressions help the staff get through the day.
So appreciate you coming on, Chef Trevor. Thank you so much for giving us all the tips, giving us the info, and hope to get you back on soon.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
We were speaking with Chef Trevor Louis about the second annual Canada Takeout Day.
Absolutely fantastic, folks. Take part. In the next hour of Kelly and Company on Curious Minds, Christine Malick highlights cross-cultural learning and shares how one blind woman is making connections across cultures. Today's roundtable guest is Alex Smythe, TV reporter from Toronto. Coming up next, though, committee reporter from Southwestern Ontario, Annette Dennis, is going to be previewing Discovering the Wisdom of the Forest, an event by Canadian Geographic. We'll talk to her after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.